Well, we now essentially have two major counteroffensives by the Ukrainians right now. The one in the south that was well over a week into it now, almost 2 weeks into it, in Kherson region. That is a very slow and methodical counteroffensive where the Ukrainians are trying to encircle and slowly cut off supply lines to well-fortified and well-armed Russian troops numbering well over 25,000. But just in the last 48 hours, we've had a second surprise counteroffensive by the Ukrainians, this one in the northeast of Kharkiv area. Kharkiv is the second largest city in Ukraine. It's always been held by the Ukrainians, but east and south of Kharkiv have been widely controlled by the Russians, the Kharkiv region, if you will. That is what the Ukrainians want to change, and that is what their most recent counteroffensive there is trying to accomplish. And by all early indications, the Ukrainians are being quite successful in this. According to President Volodymyr Zelensky, and backed up with social media accounts and video from the area, it appears that the Ukrainians have already recaptured several villages and are on the cusp of encircling a very key city of Balaklira. This is a city of 25,000 people that was within the hands of the Russians for many months now, and it's on a key strategic point for the Russians. The Ukrainians attacked that under fierce battles in the last 24 hours, and it appears that the Ukrainians are very close to potentially retaking that small yet strategically important city. Big picture here is that there's been some doubt if the Ukrainians could mount a successful counteroffensive. Offensive operations in war are much more difficult than defensive operations, and it appears right now, the early stages, that the Ukrainians are having some success. We're even hearing from some pro-Russian bloggers and analysts, and they are even indicating that the fight for the Russians in the Kharkiv region is not going as well as the Russians would like.
And Gabe, also close by, Belarus says it's begun military exercises near the Polish border. What's the significance of that development?
Well, Belarus, of course, is a key ally of Russia. Russia has some military personnel and operations there, not surprisingly. And it's a geographic location, of course. Belarus plays a key geopolitical role here in terms of where it's located, bordering Poland, bordering Ukraine. And so where this military operations are happening, or where this military exercises are taking place, it's on the south west corner of Belarus. It's only about 200 kilometers east of the Polish capital of Warsaw, and it's only about 300 kilometers north of the Ukrainian city of Lviv. So it might be a way for Belarus to sort of assert themselves, if you will. The Belarus defense ministry saying that this was an operation they plan to go on until September 14th, military exercises, I should clarify. And they say that they're doing it to liberate territory temporarily seized by the enemy, in their words, and basically to bolster their defenses along the border region. So, of course, the Polish authorities and Ukrainians will be watching this very closely, given how these exercises, military exercises, are so close to their borders.
I'm sure they will. Thank you for the update. Gabe Elizondo, live for us in Kyiv.